Network.
Okay, let's jam in these calls as fast as we can. Larry in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to make a quick announcement because I know you want to get these phone calls through, but Richard Gage is going to be at Lawrence Tech University tonight at 7 o'clock, so I'm just challenging all the Southern Michigan Info Warriors to join me there at Lawrence Tech tonight. And that's pretty much what I wanted to cover so that people would show up and support Richard Gage.
Great idea. We've got to support him everywhere with the 1,500 architects and engineers and physicists and others exposing that the towers were blown with controlled demolitions, all three of them, 1, 2, and 7. Great points, Larry. Christopher in Tejas, you're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Jones. How are you today?
Good.
Listen, I'm so glad to talk to you again. I actually was with you many years ago in Austin, Texas, at the protest at the Department of Public Safety driver's license office on Lamar.
That was 14 years ago.
Yes, sir. And I was very proud to be there, and I'm still here. Anyway, I'm up in North Texas now. I want to let people know what's going on up here. You're probably aware of it, but all up and down 377 and on 35, they had done it right up here near Argyle and Denton, which is where I'm at. They have like these generators sitting next to highway points with big spotlights on them. They have police officers in both marked and unmarked vehicles from all different towns.
They're also putting cable dividers down all the highways so you can't get off the road and go the opposite direction. And it's all, and they're using the new highway funds to put in a federal police force lockdown grid for the blockading of cities. That's actually admitted.
Yes, and they are they brought in more of these highway so-called dividers, and they are stockpiling them in different little island areas between the mm-hmm. Intersections of the highways. They've been pulling people over once in a while. One of the officers, we were coming back from the grocery store one night, and stepped right in front of us. And I didn't stop. I went around him. And now they're sitting down there on and off. They stopped recently. But what I thought was very interesting, that these were police officers from all these different little towns.
No, no, it's MJTF going under threat fusion centers. And all over the country, they're announcing that officers won't respond to, well, in the one case of Oakland, 34 crimes, including burglary and things like that, that they're only going to focus on raising money. And now I've never seen so many cops writing tickets in Austin. It's a time of great, great merriment. And they lie to the cops and say, budgets are down. We got to do this to, you know, get money in. All that money goes offshore. No amount of squeezing is going to save America, cops. But you'll find out. It doesn't matter.
One other thing I want to touch on, Mr. Jones, is regarding churches. I am was Protestant, now Catholic, but regardless, the bigger scheme of things is any church is a member of the World Council of Churches, they are compromised.
Well, that's
they
right. You just bypassed all the propaganda with a sophisticated statement. Oh, 100 years ago they had the National Council, now they have the World Council. It's openly ecumenical, UN. The big Baptist, the big Methodist, the big Catholic, that's why you have all these split-off groups, openly teaching world government, new world orders, submit to tyranny, and that's the whole point I was trying to get to. We need to be for nullification, state sovereignty, Second Amendment, cutting taxes, getting us out of the UN. It's the globalists in their own documents that want to make black and white fight, Catholic, Protestant fight, Muslim fight, Jew fight. They want to get us all fighting with each other over what color we are or what religion or variant of Christianity, instead of saying, do we want the globalists to set up a world government? And they use that to get all the liberty movements fighting with each other. Well, this guy once interviewed somebody that was a Muslim. He's a secret Muslim. Or this guy once interviewed a Catholic. He's a secret Catholic. Or this guy once interviewed, you know, it's all just about them saying they're the talk show host. They're the leader. They're the website person. And most of that is government finance that's come out. I told people 10 years ago, Hal Turner was FBI and out in federal court. Creating white supremacist groups. They want us fighting with each other, because if we ever get together, we're going to win. God bless you all. Retransmission with all the important information coming up right now in InfoWars.com.
Centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, the dollar is sliding. The euro is sliding. Every major currency is being devalued by the private central banking cartels ahead of their new solution, an open corporate private world government that you pay your VAT taxes to, your sales taxes, your carbon taxes to. All of that announced again by one of the top generals of the New World Order, George Soros, admitted Rothschild agent. We're going to be going over all of that today. Here's the London Telegraph headline. We view silver as gold on steroids. Silver is better bet than gold in the current precious metals bull run and has been described as gold on steroids by many of the top analysts. We're going to be going over that report a little bit later in the broadcast. Gold ran up to its all-time record, $1 under $1,500. And then it dropped a couple bucks on profit-taking, and the establishment media ran out and said, it's over for gold, it's over, dump it now, it's over. And then it'll drop a few more dollars, and then in a week or two, or maybe even in a few days, it'll run up past 15, and then it'll drop below 15, then it'll run up to 15, 16, and then it'll go back down a few dollars. If you watch the 11-year graph, it's going straight up, but they're counting on the public only operating out of short-term thought processes. That's basically what happens when you deal with a population brainwashed and brought up and conditioned on limited attention spans. But gold ran right up to just shy of $1,500 an ounce today before dropping down a couple more dollars. And right now it's at, what is it right now? Let me pull up the exact numbers because it was just refreshing on me there. Gold is now $1,493. So it's dropped about $5.50 since its high earlier today. Silver is also continuing to go up. We're going to be breaking that down. Okay, let me just do it this way, because we got a surprise guest scheduled here in about 22 minutes from now. Every day, and no, you're not imagining, you're not paranoid. The news is getting crazier. Things are getting wilder. All sorts of destabilizing events are occurring. The world is entering a political period of flux as the evil mastermind V.I. Lenin once said, there are times in history when more happens in a year than happened in the previous 100. And the globalists are unfreezing the political system from the status quo so that they can reorder it. That's just like a blacksmith will take iron or steel and heat it up white hot and beat it into the shape, the new shape that they're wanting to achieve. The exact same thing is now happening here in our nation. But it's also happening across the world. And so this new system is being formed. And it's a progression of the old system. But it's a step deeper into the control of this criminal class. So the news that we're seeing is earth-shaking. The Saudi/oil output, say market, is oversupplied. If the general public had any understanding of economic reality and how OPEC works and what's happening with oil prices going up, they would know that that statement is almost entirely fraudulent. There's one vein of truth to it. But what this signifies is that generally the Saudis, when there is global destabilization, and when the dollar is in trouble, the Saudis will increase output and will lower the prices that they're selling oil at. They have limited control over the price because that tends to be set by what the overall output is. But the magnitude of that statement, this is only going to send oil prices up, 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 up. But more than that, it signifies that in the last month we've seen the Saudi royal family run to the Russians. We've seen the Saudi royal family run to the Chinese. We've seen the Saudi royal family meet with Secretary of Defense Gates and openly talk about Western plots with inside their country. The Saudis now have all the WikiLeaks documents and the State Department statements that they are destabilizing the Middle East and North Africa by design. That is the globalists that already have taken over our country many decades ago. And the Saudis know that they're being double-crossed, and they are changing their 30-plus year agreement to basically supply inexpensive oil to the West, and in turn, the Saudis would then invest much of their profits in U.S. T-bills to prop the dollar up as the world reserve currency, and the West would then not allow massive oil field and gas development in North America, particularly in Alaska, that would challenge the Saudi combine or oligopoly. It's not really a monopoly. It's a cartel working together, so it's an oligopoly. So major global political realignments are now taking place. Massive. realignments are taking place. The Saudis, by announcing they're going to slash output, are playing total guts ball with the Anglo-American establishment out of desperation. I don't like the Saudi royal family. Very corrupt. Very wicked. The point is, they made a deal with the globalists in the early 70s. They made a deal with the British when they were put into power more than 100 years ago. It's all historical, mainline history. They were just Bedouin tribes that the British intelligence gave weapons to, and then they carved up the country, well, the region, and created three countries out of it and put one tribe, a particularly violent Bedouins, into power, known as the Sauds, the House of Saud, hence Saudi Arabia. It'd be like if British intelligence funded some warlord here in the U.S. if the Civil War would have gone the way the British wanted. And be more sophisticated, folks. That doesn't mean I'm for what Lincoln did. The history is British intel came in, manipulated reasonable grievances in the South over unfair tariffs. That's what it was really all about. Nothing to do with slaves. And got the South to get into a war, and then the British didn't supply them. And it came out later, this is mainline history as well, if you want to look it up, that the British were intending to then break up the South, control Western expansion, and basically put warlords in control who were British vassals over those new areas. And the British were going to get the 70% of the United States that hadn't been colonized yet. Again, over half was there than the South. So you're talking over 70% with the South and the West. That was the plan. What were the British doing all over the world at the time? Going in and dividing groups against each other. It's a management model. How does a little bitty country with a royal family running it dominate 50%+ of the land on the planet up until even the 1930s? Subterfuge, manipulation, scientific study of control. All right, I've already digressed. The point is, the British intelligence minions of the House of Saud are now running to the Russians publicly. I'm getting chills right now. This is so big. Whoa, we're seeing massive realignment right now. We're seeing massive world changes, the likes of which most of us have never seen. If you lived, if you were alive during World War II, you saw things as bigger. But we're going into things that are going to be bigger than World War II, financially, economically, societally, culturally, geopolitically, and perhaps militarily. Whoa, just got chills again. Whoa, just got them again. I mean, I'm having full-on chills right now. See, ladies and gentlemen, when you study geopolitical developments and you see this type of stuff happening, it's hardcore. It's super hardcore. Do you have any idea what this means, added to all the other information we have? This means the Saudis are definitely flailing around and know that the globalists are about to try to overthrow them, exactly as our big oil company exec intel sources have confirmed. I mean, we told you through our sources 6+ months ago all this was going to happen, exactly as it's happened. Tarpley, in Obama deception out 2 years ago, more than 2 years ago, March of 2009, laid out the destabilization of the Middle East, how they would do kamikaze states, how they would then invade North Africa through AFRICOM. I mean, because the globalists have laid it all out. That's what's so frustrating about this. And see, I haven't even gotten into the rest of the economic stack. I haven't gotten into the S&P announcement. Standard & Poor's has cut U.S. ratings outlook to negative, and are signaling that they may get rid of the U.S. AAA. Whoa, just got chills again. And I'm sorry to be announcing this, but I'm you ever gone to the edge of a cliff, and you're looking over a 1,000-foot cliff, and you get those chills? That's instincts. You got a hardwired computer brain. And it'd be kind of like if you were camping in Colorado, and we're out there cooking bacon and eggs, and you look over, and the grizzly bear comes walking out of the woods. You're going to get chills. Chills are endorphins, adrenaline. Your body hitting that air into your lungs that, whoa, this is dangerous. Well, see, I intellectually understand what this means globally and what this means to me individually. So when I consciously look at this news, I mean, it's like a grizzly bear just walking in the room. Whoa. I mean, I am in combat mode. I'm hiring a kite right now, folks, on endorphin. And I'm just being honest with you. For those of you out there that don't have this response, you have no idea what's happening. I'm going to try to break it down when we come back. But it's hardcore. Stay with us.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. 800-409-5633.
Don't you just laugh every time the news plays another story about a foreclosure bank or attorney under investigation, bankrupted, or being sued? Zero Debt has a program that stops foreclosure, guaranteed for at least 2 years, without payments or attorneys. In fact, we show our members how to get the banks to pay their taxes and insurance while they stonewall the bank's collection process. We show you how it's possible to quiet the title in your name by using the bank's very own foreclosure process. Loan modification is a joke. The banks use that to take your money with nothing in return and keeping you in default. You've heard our ad before. We are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Get free help now from ZeroDebtGuarantee.com or call to talk with others who have already used our system. We'll show you how to save tens of thousands of dollars by using the foreclosure process to your advantage and save your home. Call 800-477-9256, 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Every time the West needs the Saudis to decrease oil prices for the economy, they do it. And this only confirms everything that Lindsey Williams and others told us 6 months ago. CNBC, Saudi slash oil output, say market is oversupplied. Well, there is a lot of oil that governments around the world do not allow to be developed, namely the United States government. That part's true. and the big oil companies. It came out in the Associated Press in 2001, did meet in 1995 and 96 to buy up most of the refineries and close them to create an artificial bottleneck. Corporations are into monopolies. That's where the big wealth is made. As the founder of the Rockefeller dynasty, Jay Rockefeller, said, competition is a sin. And that's what the New World Order is about, shutting down the globalist competition, owning both sides of the political debate, limiting the debate. But the reason I am beside myself with just total amazement, is that it's one thing to intellectually know that we're in a world government and it's expanding, but to be getting deeper and deeper into it and to have our predictions come true exactly as we broke down, and to see the globalists continuing their program and world government and the phase out of the dollar accelerating, and what that's going to mean to this country, what that's going to mean to the world, and these open criminal private central banks enthroning themselves even more publicly and posing as the saviors. If the public had any basic understanding, they would know what an outrageous, satirical joke this is. This would be like Hitler being the judge at Nuremberg. I mean, it's that ridiculous. It'd be like John Gotti being anti-Italian mafia in New York. I mean, it's like a fish not liking the water. It's like a bird not liking the sky. It's so ridiculous. Well, I mean, I was thinking about it this morning, and I've talked about this a lot, but George Soros gave a 60-minute interview. He's given other ones. And he says, yeah, I helped round up and arrest people and send them to the death camps, and it was one of the best times of my life. And if I didn't do it, somebody else would have done it and helped form who I am. And all these liberal groups go, you're so wonderful. You were a Nazi collaborator in the local Jewish councils that helped round up everybody. Oh, my gosh, you're so wonderful. And if you talk bad about him, you're anti-Semitic. It's like he is the most slimy, worm-like, demonic, horrid creature who revels. Remember 3 years ago is that people are losing their houses, everything's falling apart, the dollar's going down, we're going into deep debt, the banks are getting trillions. He says, I'm having a great crisis. It's just the over-the-topness of them. It's so in your face. And I talk to these so-called liberal writers that work for Soros, for Media Matters and others that call me up, and they make giggling jokes and say George Soros is great. And I go, but what about this? They just giggle at you. I mean, these are not liberals. These are military men, cadres, trained in deception, who know what they're doing. Same thing with Bill O'Reilly. Same thing with Sean Hannity. Same thing with Glenn Beck. He's a trained cadre to control the right-wing arm of resistance. And they know full well when you're talking to them. There's no morals to them. That's a joke. It's all about being shark-like and deceptive. And to them, it's just, hey, this is my camouflage. I say I'm liberal, and so the torture's good, the wars are good, the secret arrests are good, the poison in the water is good. And they buy into the delusion just so they get some money from the New World Order. That's why going back 10, 11, 12 years ago, off and on, when I was offered big syndication deals by some of the big syndicators, and they said, but we're going to make it easy for you. You'll have all the producers. You'll just come in and cover what we want, bring that same passion that you have where you just come to the radio with people. But, and I've told this repeatedly, it must be a script they follow. Do you want to be on this crusade that's going nowhere, or do you want to be a star? And I said, I want to be on the crusade for liberty. I mean, you can only use so much money. Possessions are like a curse. You can only have so many people say they're a fan and buy you lunch. And it's great. It means you're reaching people, but it's actually a prison. See, without ever selling out, without ever joining the New World Order, everywhere I go, I can't even now do anything without people coming up and talking to me, which is fine. And it's a symbol of how much success we've had. But still, sell my soul for that? No, thank you. I might sell my soul not to have that.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations is a Trojan horse and that the Secretary General of the United Nations has always been a socialist from the day that it was founded? Therefore, it can only bring about a one-world communist government. Do you realize that they will be in charge of all weaponry that the United States and every other nation turns over to it? Any nation that rebels, they will just send a nuclear weapon to bring it into subjection. We'd like to help you understand how these world events are going to affect you in the near future by offering you a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., we're here live, Central Standard Time. Websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. On our journey into a modern police state, the biggest signpost I've seen yet is not Chicago school districts saying parents can't pack their children's school lunches because they're not trusted. No, it's not even the face-scanning cameras going up on street corners or even the military now engaged in domestic law enforcement. It's got to be the TSA and these radiation-baking scanners and the groping that goes on. And I've seen all these headlines, girl six frisked by security guards at U.S. airport. Well, I tend to agree with what I saw last night with Geraldo Rivera when he pointed out this is not frisking, this is an assault. And I've had district attorneys on from San Francisco and other places that say if they saw things like what happened to little Anna, that they would charge the TSA minion with sexual assault. Joining us via video Skype is Selena Drexel, the mother of Anna Drexel, the little six-year-old who politely went through that ordeal but then broke down crying afterwards. And, of course, Dr. Todd Drexel was also traveling with his wife, Selena Drexel, and their other children. And joining us via video Skype from Bowling Green, Kentucky, is Selena Drexel. Selena, thank you for coming on.
Hi, thank you, Alex.
Well, so much has happened, and I've seen other TV interviews and radio interviews you've done where they basically ask the questions out of the gates before I ask my questions. What are you most concerned with the ordeal that you and your family went through, and why are you giving interviews to the media?
Well, the reason that the message that we're trying to get out is that this has to stop, preferably for everybody with the groping, but especially for children, because, I want to believe that the TSA, in theory, would be well-intentioned to try to keep passengers safe while they're, in the crest of a 2 or 3 hour flight. But I'm interested in keeping children safe when they're on the ground as well. And the methods that they have in place right now are setting kids up to be vulnerable to child predators who would take advantage of a child who's then been conditioned to ignore that feeling of wrongness, that uneasy feeling you get when someone's touching you in an inappropriate manner. You know, if you have frequent flyer children that are then conditioned to accept this, you're setting them up to be vulnerable to child predators, and it has to stop.
Well, I remember seeing reports a few months ago with top child psychologists going on the news and saying this is training children that authority figures can molest them. And Governor Jesse Ventura has had them grab his genitals through the pants. Ron Paul has talked about them squeezing his genitals. I've had guests on where they've stuck their hands into their pants and squeezed their underwear. I mean, a sworn police officer can't randomly do that at a park. How can these federal minimum wage people do this? I mean, the sky's the limit if they get away with this.
I don't know. I don't remember signing anything when I bought my ticket saying that I was giving up my constitutional rights, and certainly not that of my children, and so I'm not sure how this is allowed.
Well, Mrs. Drexel, I don't go to the doctor a lot for checkups because I don't, frankly, like the doctor doing the things they do in the few checkups I've had. I can't imagine what it's like for a six-year-old girl. I mean, I have a six-year-old daughter. I have a three-year-old daughter, and they're both very spunky and smart and outgoing. But when they're around strangers they don't know, especially authority figures in uniforms and things, they tend to hang onto my leg and get behind me. That's just normal instinct. I don't think my daughters would have held up as well as your daughter did. I mean, as soon as they began to whimper and cry, I would probably do what any mammal would do when its young is under attack. I would attack, and then I'd be charged as some type of terrorist.
Well, it's pretty hard to keep my cool, but the supervisor you don't see on the camera was reasonably intimidating, and he was intimidating to me and let me know that, there would be a big deal if I made a fuss.
So if you didn't load them a cattle car, there was going to be a problem. But we know at the end of the cattle train, historically, is where the real problems begin. Better to fight here on the platform at the trains. Now you mentioned that on ABC, but they basically cut in over you. Specifically, talk about, because 90% of communication is nonverbal. Tell us about the nonverbal bowing up that you went through. I've been through that as well, where they let you know if you cause trouble. I mean, take your time. Describe what you saw.
Well, the female agents that were ushering folks through the scanners, I've been through a lot of TSA procedures. We're frequent flyers. We travel, 4 or 5 times a year is what I consider to be, reasonably frequent. And in most other cities that we've been in, the TSA has been reasonably, accommodating. Yes, we know we have to do this, and they're reasonably polite. This particular crew was fairly aggressive and intimidating. I did ask questions. I did request alternates and was refused and not given any information. The TSA supervisor was sitting behind a desk and, overseeing this. And I recognized that he was the one in charge and protested to him off camera, both before and after the video started rolling. And was refused, and he let me know. He physically got into my personal space. He was, maybe 6 foot tall. I don't know how tall he was. But he was a lot bigger than I was, and let me know that, just don't. So.
Well, that's why none of my children have flown. Now, my wife has not flown since all of this, because not just myself, but my wife, I don't think, would have the control that you did. And we commend your control because you shot the video. You exposed what they were doing. And to have them get in your space describe how he got in your space and exactly how he was looking at you for folks that are out there listening.
Well, he didn't use profanity or anything like that. I mean, he was, you know, technically professional, but in a police, you know, I'm in control type of, you know, demeanor. And so I'm not particularly angry with this crew. I think they were following the instructions that they'd be given. It's the instructions that I have a problem with. It's the fact that we're even doing this at all is what I have a problem with, and I would like to get changed.
But specifically then, I mean, is it accurate to say he did that kind of sticking his chest out, arms out, getting in your space, kind of like a drill sergeant? I mean, how did he bow up to you?
Sure, exactly.
Yeah, just classic get on the cattle car, shut up. Meanwhile, I hear a child on the video. It looks like separate from your daughter saying, I don't want him to touch me. I don't want him to touch my clothes. Was that some of your other children or someone else's children?
Right. The video picks up about halfway through the process. I went through the pat down first. I was actually given a lighter version of the pat down than Anna was given. When I managed to get my phone back and hand it over to Todd, he was also holding the 2-year-old who you hear on the video. Trying to manage all the other, you know, our belongings that were coming through the conveyor belt. Other passengers were shoving it on the floor, shoving it aside. Being in New Orleans, I was concerned about theft, you know, trying to make sure that, you know, not only is my daughter safe, my other 2 children are taken care of, plus no one's running off with our stuff. And so it was fairly chaotic. I think we managed it, you know, reasonably well. That is Caroline, my youngest, you hear on the video. And it's kind of comical. Some of the news agencies have attributed her statements to Anna. You know, and I don't, you know, maybe it's because I'm a parent. I don't particularly think that a 2-year-old sounds the same as a 6-year-old. She was saying she didn't want them to take her clothes. But then she changed the subject and wanted to use the iPhone to play Angry Birds. And then the third comment that she made, she wanted her shoes back because they had, you know, we had made her give up her shoes to go through the inspection, and she wanted those back. And so those are the comments that you hear her making. Anna only said yes, ma'am, a couple of times, and pretty much was doing what she was told.
Well, ma'am, this is, we've studied it, this is social engineering, social conditioning, that we're basically all criminals. The government can do whatever it wants. It's a federal power grab violating the 9th and 10th Amendment. To have unsworn federal officers, much less sworn. I mean, just a few years ago, the FBI had to get permission to come into your town or county. Now they're running most of the investigations. Same thing with this new federal bureaucracy. Were you aware that the TSA is now running highway checkpoints and checkpoints at train stations and bus stations?
I am now. I know that now. I didn't know that before. And I take responsibility for not educating myself before we went on this trip. You know, I was used to the, you know, the previous processes. I had heard about, or, you know, had heard about the new naked scanners that they were doing. But I thought that they would use those only if they couldn't use, you know, some other technology, or if they were profiling someone and thought that they needed to take an extra look. As far as pat downs for children, I had heard that there was an age limit of 13 and up. It's not clear to me, you know, it's been a few days since this has happened, and I've tried to do some online research to find out exactly what the rule is, and I don't think it's...
Well, just so you know, they told the Washington Post in November of last year and put on their own TSA website that children under 12 would not be given enhanced pat-down. In fact, let's put that headline up for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. We also then wrote an article about it. TSA caught lying about pat-downs of children. So, yes, they're constantly changing their story. If you go back to November of last year, ma'am, this all started in the media when one of my crew members, Michelle, went to Colorado to ski with her 8-year-old daughter and her year-and-a-half-year-old daughter with their family. On their way back, a man groped her and squeezed her private parts and everything and tried to go in the waistband. Then the man tried to grope the 8-year-old and the year-old. She demanded a woman. But still, I mean, if a man gropes you and sexually assaults you, or a woman does, what's the, I mean, a person's a person. There's the USA Today article from last year. No enhanced pat downs for kids, TSA says. So this is all psychological warfare. I saw Governor Ridge, head of Homeland Security, 8 years ago say their plan was to finally have worker ID cards nationwide. TSA will be in every mall, highway, federal toll roads. and that they're just conditioning us to line up and basically be strip searched. And this is what authoritarians always do in communist China, in Russia, in Nazi Germany. They first have you show papers, then they teach you to put their hands on you. And the TSA themselves, agents are fired if they have radiation concerns from the scanners. They're fired if they don't want to do this, the groping. So they're creating cadres of people that will carry this out. And the reason I'm basically trying to fill you in on this is you're very influential, obviously, now doing these interviews. And if you haven't seen the info that I just covered, I'd love to send you the historical evidence.
Yeah, I'd love to get any more that I could get. Yeah, I'll also mention that they're not changing gloves in between pat down.
Oh, they're not changing gloves.
They didn't change gloves between the last folks that went through and us.
Now, watching the video, it looks like that they're doing the into the waistband, into the pants. Did that happen to your daughter Anna?
It did. They touched her underwear. But let me clarify. I don't want to insult, you know, the feelings of or invalidate the experience of anyone who has truly been sexually molested or assaulted. I don't think that that's exactly what happened here. Mm. I believe they did go too far. But to equate, you know, a child being physically molested or, you know, sodomized or something horrifying, I don't equate the two. What I'm trying to get across is to prevent that, you know, from being possible by delivering a consistent message for kids that hands off always.
But that is the, I mean, I've had district attorneys on here on the broadcast from big cities like San Francisco, and they've pointed out that if you touch someone on the outside of their pants and touch their genitals, it's a misdemeanor. And if you go inside the pants, it is a sexual assault felony. And so, I mean, all the time
maybe so then, but, you know, my husband is a gynecologist by trade, and he would say that there's a difference.
Well, certainly, lined up at a cattle car
and what happened to Anna would be considerably different. You know, but it doesn't minimize the fact that this is completely wrong to do to children.
Sure, sure. Here's my point. Let's say hypothetically, you're walking through a grocery store parking lot at 10 o'clock at night. Picking up some groceries, and a man runs up in the night and grabs your breast, he would get a felony conviction for that and spend about 5 years in prison. And so, sure, they do it under the official umbrella. My only issue is that's how Nazi Germany got going, because they were in uniforms. They thought it was okay to work people to death and strip search them and march them into showers.
Yeah, that may be true. Yeah.
Why do you think, then, they're doing this? I mean, is it political correctness that if the terrorists are supposedly from the Middle East, but we, don't strip search them? Because, you know, some people are being taken behind closed doors and being strip searched.
Well, I'm not sure that we can say that the terrorists are exclusively from the Middle East. You know, we found American citizens that have, you know, gone overseas to train or, you know, had other ideologies that you know, set them up for being internal terrorists, if you will. And this is the type of people that value their own no higher than a firecracker. You know, they'll blow themselves up.
Sure, but hypothetically, I or anybody else could go attack a shopping mall right now. You could do that. I mean, do we set up checkpoints outside? I mean, do we set it up outside your door, down the street? I mean, no amount of tyranny can ever keep us safe.
No, and we're never going to be able to eliminate risk, and I don't think we want to. I mean, sure, it would be nice to not have to worry about things, but the state of, you know, a police state to avoid all possible wackos is not realistic, and that's not the country that I want to live in.
Well, sure, exactly, because historically it is government police states that kill and enslave more people than any Ted Bundy ever could dream of. I mean, our founders told us the big danger is a government that tells you we're going to take your rights away for security. You better run.
Well, I think a big danger also is people that sit by and do nothing and accept it.
You mean people that basically go along with this?
Sure.
Well, that's why we want to commend you for what you've done. Now, did I hear correctly when you were on ABC News that they also told you not to videotape?
No, they never told me not to videotape. I was taking a risk by videotaping it, and had they told me not to, know, I probably wouldn't. But they never said not to.
But, I mean, you have a right. I mean, they're all surveilling you with cameras. They can't say, for security reasons, you can't videotape them. Also, I want to cover this point, and we're going to break here. If I keep it just a few more minutes, but please try to start answering this. What type of precedent does it set, though, that if they're going to be groping us now, what could happen in the future?
I can only speculate as to what's going to happen in the future. I would you know, prefer that it stop now when we head back in the other direction.
Where are you going from here?
Well, I'm investigating what our options are right now in terms of making the TSA accountable to their own, you know, published standards. So I'm currently investigating options right now. I've not ruled anything out.
Selena Drexel, the mother of little Anna, who went through this ordeal. We're going to break for just a couple minutes. I'd like to spend a few more minutes with you on the other side, if we can, to talk about how this affected your daughter, how she's doing now, you know, how long did she cry after this ordeal. And we really appreciate your courage to come out and speak about this and also videotape it. We'll be right back.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más.
Selena Drexel, mother of little Anna, is our guest for another 4 or 5 minutes. How did your daughter take this? I heard reports that she broke down crying after the ordeal. I think my daughters would break down crying right there on the spot.
Anna's a tough girl. She stood there and took it. She knew Mom was right there and wouldn't let anything, you know, horrible you know, even further happened to her. So she was okay to, you know, as long as I was standing there. And she did break down right afterward, you know, thinking that she had done something wrong. You know, once we got on the plane, you know, we had a lot of explaining to do. You know, why does Mom always say, don't let anyone touch you? And then now we've done this, you know, now it's okay. When in fact I said, no, it's not okay. You're right to feel this way. You're right to feel violated. It is not okay for anyone to touch you like this. And, you know, Mommy's going to try to do something about this. Trying to explain this also to a 9-year-old that this is what happened to your sister. And this is what, you know, this is what you saw. And this is why we feel it was wrong. You know, we did a lot of talking, on the plane, you know, but after it was over, you know, after, you know, we got home, she got back into her normal routine. You know, she's moved on. She's okay with it. She's, you know, she's not sitting in a dark room while rocking back and forth in the corner.
That's certainly good news.
It's not her nature.
But we need to get a class action lawsuit going so this type of abuse stops.
Right.
My concern is this. You obviously are having a measured response. A lot of other Americans are basically having Stockholm syndrome, and I know you sound like a very educated person. You know what that is, but for those that don't, people get abused, so they make excuses for why it's happening, and that's what the social engineers are counting on to basically set the precedent that government can give us forced inoculations. Government, have you heard about them taking babies' blood secretly at birth now for 40 years in the U.S.?
No, I've not heard of that, and in my husband's line of work, delivering babies, that is. He hasn't heard of that either.
Well, see, no, they tell him it's going to the health department for a blood test.
But it's actually going. It does go to the state. You know, the heel stick that they do within 24 hours of birth, that does go to the state.
Well, all I'm saying is find out how deep the rabbit hole goes. I got secret documents 15 years ago where it really goes, Cold Springs Harbor Eugenics Lab, and it does have dual uses. But I just wanted you to go look it up. It's in the Associated Press now that it's actually being sold to industry. My issue is there's a lot of power grabbing going on that most people aren't aware of, even who work professionally around it. In closing, my concern is, if you say no to their groping, they then throw you out, but then claim you refuse the screening and fine you for $11,000. So, that's really scary. What's your view on that?
Well, I'd like to see them collect that from as many people, you know, as would refuse it. I don't think it's constitutional, and I think it would get thrown out. I would hope that it would.
Selena, to protect other people, you don't sound like a litigious person, but to protect other people, I think you might want to look at a civil rights violation lawsuit or visit with the district attorney of the county where this happened, because I've had several district attorneys on who say they would charge people for what they did to your daughter. I think it's important to go ahead and go after these people so that they don't continue to do it.
Right, and like I said, I've not ruled out any options. What I would really like to see, attacking the TSA is I think only going to put them on the defensive and have them dig their heels in even further. I would really ultimately like to see other groups work with the TSA to develop screening procedures that are acceptable, ones that would be endorsed by parents, other, you know, special populations like the disabled.
Well, Selena, just to be clear, though, because I know you're a reasonable person, so you're trying to be reasonable, the TSA follows orders. We have continuity of agenda all over the Western world. This is happening. This is an agenda, and they don't want to be reasonable. We really appreciate you spending time with us. God bless you. A lot of great points. And everybody, you know, cares about you and your family. God bless.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.